Good morning. A wet start to the day across parts of interior New York and New England as a slow-moving front slides across the area. This front will be responsible for additional showers and even a steadier rain as it makes its way toward central and western New England during the course of the morning and eventually the East Coast this afternoon. This will keep rain showers in the forecast for the balance of the afternoon and into the evening hours, and as a result, temperatures will struggle and stay in the lower to mid-50s for daytime highs. Overnight tonight, a wave of low pressure will ride along the front east of Long Island and over eastern New England. This will keep a steadier rain going in easternmost New York and most of New England, and the rain could be heavy at times in spots. We'll also have areas of fog. Temperatures will be relatively steady for a while and then drop back into the lower 40s for overnight lows. This wave of low pressure will quickly then move through the Gulf of Maine and into the Canadian Maritimes, bringing an end to the precipitation by about sunrise in New York on Saturday morning and into the mid-morning hours in New England. The rest of the day will spend drying out with increasing sunshine from west to east. It'll be breezy and cool behind this system, but dry, with highs in the lower 50s. A new area of high pressure will build in, keeping it dry and mostly sunny on Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. Another front will make an approach to the region early to midweek next week, although right now it appears that it will stall out before arriving in the Great Lakes area. Waves of low pressure will ride up and along this front frequently throughout the week, and there is the chance that a few scattered showers could enter western parts of New York as we get into the Tuesday-Wednesday time frame, but most of the interior sections of New York and New England will stay dry. Highs on Monday will be in the lower 60s, in the middle 60s on Tuesday, and in the upper 60s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the cool down that's occurred over the past 24 hours across the midsection of the country will spread to the east today and tomorrow as that front pushes through. Precipitation associated with the front is expected to become more organized as it moves east. The heavy precipitation that we're expecting in parts of our area will stretch out toward the East Coast and down into the Mid-Atlantic region. Meanwhile, while temperatures have fallen across the central U.S., well above average readings will likely persist through the weekend across the Southwest and California. This will continue the threat of fire weather across these areas where the relative humidity will remain low and gusty winds are expected. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 41 degrees with the southwest wind at 35, gusting to 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 11 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 50 degrees, the dew point 50, 100% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 9 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers moving in and highs in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 57, and that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 96 hundredths of an inch for the month, and that's 87 hundredths below normal, and 27.50 inches for the year, which is 3.78 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low 39. The record high 88 set in 1897 and 1947, and the record low 25 in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:10 p.m., 11 hours of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid-50s in New York, 60s in New England. More rain tonight, heavy at times, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today tapering off to showers and highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning showers giving way to increasing sunshine, breezy and cool, lower 50s, mostly sunny upper 50s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-60s, and also a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower Wednesday into Thursday, and highs in the middle and upper 60s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.